So the question is that if somebody is misbehaving with us, is it necessary to always fight with them? No, not at all. See, there are different options and it's all a matter of strategy. So we all have to choose our battles at different times. Broadly speaking, when we find ourselves in a situation that is miserable, that causes misery to us, that causes stress to us, we have broadly speaking three options. We tolerate the situation, we change the situation, or we walk away from the situation. We have broadly three options, and at different times, based on time, place, circumstance, different strategies may be required. So the Pandavas also, for a large time, they tolerated. Initially, when Bhima was poisoned, at that time, Yudhishthira told them, let's not create any conflict in the house, don't tell anyone about it. We'll just be vigilant, but don't tell anyone. They tolerated it. Later on, when the house of Lakh was burned, they just walked away. They went into the forest. They did not just decide to stay and tolerate, they walked away. But later on, when Draupadi was violated, Draupadi was actually dishonored, that time a particular line was crossed. And the Pandavas said that now they are going too far. And then they decided to fight. So it's not that we have to fight at all times. There are just, all of us have finite resources. We have particular focuses and priorities in our life. And based on our awareness of our strengths and weaknesses, based on understanding of our priorities and purposes, and by praying to God and by taking guidance from our spiritual mentors, we can decide what strategy to use at what time. Certainly, the Mahabharata illustrates that fighting should not be the first resort. Now, the various other strategies need to be tried out. And it is all the more so instructive because Kshatriyas often love to fight. And even being Kshatriyas, the Pandavas did not choose to use fighting as a first course of action. So, the Shanti Parva, which comes before the Bhishma Parva, where the Mahabharata war starts, not the Shanti Parva, the Udyoga Parva. So, there it exhaustively describes all the peace efforts the Pandavas did. So, it's not that we have to fight every time. We can fight to change the situation, that's one option. Or we can tolerate the situation, or we can just walk away from the situation. Tolerate the situation means we just endure it, and later on, by some higher arrangement, some things may change. So, we have to choose our battles wisely. It's not that fighting is the only course of action that is available, but the Mahabharata demonstrates why at that particular course of action, in that situation, the fighting was the only honorable way for the Pandavas to act. Thank you. Any other questions?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, ma'am.
Prabhuji, this is